Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That way you're not part of the problem. That's really what it boils down to. Right? You get informed, everything's cool. And you get engaged, right? I mean, you can make a difference. If you have a clue, you can make a difference. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. A lot going on there. Mike Lindell supports a lot of us doing things for us that you don't even know about. And we need the help. We need his help. This is crazy. Okay? And, you know, if you head over to MyPillow.com, he's got great sales going on over there. You can save about half on pillows and sheets and other things going on. But if you head over there, you know, pull the stuff into your shopping cart, head to checkout, promo code Joe will save you at least about half of it. Sometimes you'll get a 2-for-1, but you don't know till you go there, okay? And it helps us all out. Helps out his workers, helps out Mike, and Mike has been very good to you and I over the years. Great personal expense, seriously, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What's her name? The assistant to Epstein, who helped him, train these girls up. How do you do that as a female? As a female, how do you train up other females to be sex slaves, if you would? Right? I mean, I would love to have one on to discuss that who thinks that's okay. It's just, again, just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I think she got 20 years. Thank God for that. Thank God somebody's paying attention over there. I think... You know, it doesn't matter what I think. In West Hollywood, California, this is going on everywhere. It just makes no sense to me. They vote to reduce the Los Angeles County Sheriff's funding while they're in the middle of a crime wave. The left, this is really a sickness because they really believe that by reducing the funding, right, less cop presence will make them safer. I ain't figured this one out. Anybody else figure this one out? I'm totally lost. And we've seen this everywhere. This is not new. So they voted, three to two to cut the budget for the sheriff's department. And this is a real trendy community. It's mostly a gay community. gay and lesbian. And they voted to reduce law enforcement funding despite escalating crime that was up 137%. There was much public backlash. Do they even care anymore what you and I think? You know, they're elected by you and I, but do they really care? Most of the residents and businesses have learned, have heard from, are opposed to cutting the sheriff's budget. They're outraged at people and organizations from outside the city are dictating the council how to run the city. You know, it's an easy way to do it. It's called a recall. California has the ability for you to recall these people. Do it. All you got to do is once. All you got to do is one of them. And watch how everything changes. They are outraged at people and organizations from outside the city dictating to the council how to run the city. The narrative that we can have either sheriffs or social services or either sheriffs or unarmed security is false. I don't believe they want unarmed security. I just think that's amazing. What are they going to do? Are they all martial arts experts? Right? Like the old 70s shows? Yeah, they can get the bullets out of their way with their hands. I mean, how's that work? Mayor Pro Tem, it looks like Simple Shine, amended the budget to reallocate funds for sheriff's deputies to block-by-block programs, which staffs unarmed security ambassadors who provide the city with supplemental law enforcement services. Erickson said that he worries about the trajectory of the plan. It was approved in the timeline in which it can be implemented. Community safety is our number one concern. Well, no, it's not. If you're cutting money to the sheriff's department, how can community safety be your number one concern? When they get email after email, call after call, letter after letter, that they don't want the police department reduced, they don't want the sheriff's department cut, and yet they go in the opposite direction. Which it's happening more and more. It's happened on my own school board where I'm at. Right? And they think somehow by reducing the police department, crime will go down. Because I can't stand it. It's got to be that damn thought process. It goes all the way back to, if we have less nukes, there's less chance they'll attack us. Right. Let me go get the crack pipe so nobody can have any of this make sense. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Oh, I was listening. I love the music. What can I tell you? Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what you have to be. You have to make sure that you have a clue to what's going on. You get informed. Stop spewing like you have a clue when you really don't have a clue. Anyway, the guy that does have a clue, Brad Dakin, joins me as he does every week. always appreciate his time with me. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, and I bet you he can't, no matter what you do, you cannot wipe that smile off of his face. Brad, thanks for being with me.
That's very true. That's very true, Joe. It's great to be on the program. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you know, I always joke with you about being the eternal optimist, and I sit here and go, I don't know if they can do it. I don't know if they're going to pull it off. I'm not so sure SCOTUS is going to have the cojones to do it. But you know what I thought was interesting last week with some of the stuff that they were coming out with? And, you know, people, they don't want them to be constitutional anymore. The irritant from some on the left, well, actually pretty much all of them on the left, was they couldn't understand why SCOTUS couldn't be more compassionate in their rulings. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's not the job of the Supreme Court to be compassionate. It's their job to be blind in terms of persons. They're to be constitutional. Then look at the law. What does the law say, or what does the Constitution say? What was it intended to say? And then that's it. That's the end of the equation and the discussion. The left, they want to ignore all of that based on their feelings and their agenda. And that, of course, is very dangerous because it takes away the government from no longer being of the people, and instead the government becomes whatever the oligarchy on the Supreme Court say it is. And that, of course, is very, very dangerous. We have the most constitutional appreciating Supreme Court in my lifetime, and now it's finally coming home. And what we're going to talk about on today's show, I think, are the most historic decisions in my lifetime dealing with major issues and parts of the Constitution.
Well, I'm going to handle most of that over most of the show over to you, because I think a couple of things we need to talk about. You know, again, there was the New York gun ruling last week that, you know, their 100-year, I don't even know how this went 100 years, but their 100-year-old law is unconstitutional. And even though it's unconstitutional, you've got, you know, the governor coming out and saying, oh, my God, I don't know how we're going to keep the subway safe anymore with this. And I'm thinking to myself, you couldn't have a gun on the subway, right? So now you think law-abiding citizens are going to be a problem for real? But does that bleed over into other states? Will California or will gun owners in California be able to take advantage of this?
Oh, absolutely. This decision wasn't just New York. This precedent impacts actually seven other states in the country that have similar laws saying basically, yeah, you can have a gun in your home, but you can't have a gun outside your home. Even though the Constitution doesn't differentiate your right to bear arms based on whether you're in your home or not. So, and these are big states, New York, California, I mean, very blue states. So we're all now pretty much going to be liberated. In the past, California has denied conditional use permits. You know, like New York, you had to show special circumstances and did all these hoops. And, you know, San Jose, for example, it was, you know, that county, Santa Clara County, is almost impossible to get a conditional use permit. And much of the Bay Area is practically impossible. Well, now law-abiding citizens will be able to get conditional use permits. And I tell people who think, like, oh, is it going to be more dangerous? I tell people, look, if I'm in a Walmart in San Francisco versus a Walmart in Dallas, Texas, I am much safer in a Walmart in Dallas, Texas, because I know if some crazy man comes in, you're going to have a dozen take out their concealed weapons and blow them away and protect the people in the store. You don't have that in the Walmart in San Francisco, and that is what makes one thing that actually contributes to crime is the ability for criminals to confidently go in with a gun and be fairly confident that no one else has a gun and they can do whatever they want to whoever they want at any time. That is dangerous. That's one reason why states that have that in the past have respected the rights to bear arms and concealed weapons, that's why those states are actually much safer than high-crime states like California and New York.
Right. So if you want to get through all these stories, you have to shorten up your answers. But anyway.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And quickly, I just had this discussion with my school district attorney on the case in Maine about now you can use your religious dollars. Now, this isn't, people are thinking now, they're going crazy, and people are thinking now that you can run around and you can actually, transfer your kid from public school to a private religious school. That is not how this works. How they can't discriminate. It simply means they cannot discriminate between, public and religious schools under certain circumstances, correct?
Oh, correct. Now, my dream, of course, is for the Supreme Court someday to say, looking at public schools, they're not neutral. They are religious in and of themselves, but their ideology is so prevalent and so extreme that it's not just about academics. Therefore, parents have a right to put their kids wherever they want with a voucher. That's my dream case. We're not there yet. What the Supreme Court did say in the main case is they said, look, government, if you're going to let parents have a voucher or a credit to go to a private school instead of a public school, you have to allow them to freely choose a religious school if that's what the parents want, no matter how religious that school might be. It's a takeoff of the Espinoza case out of Montana. Wasn't quite as broad. This case makes it very clear, government, you can't discriminate against religious schools. If you're going to give benefits to private secular schools, you've got to be equal in your distribution for religious schools and for parental choice. And that was a great decision. It'll have some impact down the road, I'm sure, and it's a good case.
Okay. And then the one I'm sure you're all – we'll get to the big one in a minute, but the one you're all excited about, the praying coach. Again, 6-3, which shows you really where their mindset is at. Who was the justice? Kagan, was it? Or the other one? Well, we're going to break. We'll talk about that in a minute.
You bet.
She irritated me to no end. But we'll talk about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell is being sentenced to 20 years in prison.
The former socialite who helped sex traffic underage girls could be almost 80 upon her release. The judge saying Maxwell deserved a substantial sentence for facilitating abuse of girls over the course of many years. The U.S. Circuit Court judge also imposed a maximum fine of $750,000 and 5 years of supervised release. Cassidy Hutchinson, a one-time top aide to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, testified before the January 6 committee that former President Trump lunged at a Secret Service agent and tried to grab the wheel when his security detail refused to drive him to the Capitol on January 6th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to make a difference. Let me bring him on. I've got a lot to talk about tonight. We got a lot of wins with SCOTUS. It is Brad Dacus. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. We were touching on the praying coach before we went out. And you said that has bigger ramifications than we really understand.
Oh, it definitely does. In fact, the attorneys who originally brought it before the Supreme Court, they completely kept out the free exercise clause and just had free speech clause as the argument. And the reason is because in the past, the Supreme Court basically says the free exercise clause really has no teeth beyond the free speech clause. That's what they've held in the past. And I remember even back in law school and in practicing law, they'd say, you know, it really makes no difference if it's religious speech or just speech, because the free exercise clause really doesn't add any teeth to the equation. So the law firm didn't even argue the free exercise clause, and this wasn't our case. We would have argued it anyway. But the Supreme Court saw the case; it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and they ruled against it. You know, the judge in the lower court, against the coach. And then the Supreme Court said, you know what? You're missing something here. You're missing the free exercise clause. We think that's very, very important now. So we're going to send this back down to the lower court, and we want you to argue the free exercise clause. I mean, it was such a huge, giant gimme, if you will. So they did, then to the circuit court, and then to the Supreme Court once again. And the Supreme Court came down with the most important religious freedom decision ever in my lifetime. So,
why?
In the past, the court is, well, here's why. So, in the past, the court, the liberals have used what's called the Lemon Test. And you have to show, you know, strict scrutiny. There has to be a secular purpose for whatever the government's doing. The primary effect has to be secular. It can't have any entanglement in any way with the government, with religion. I mean, it was really difficult for things to, in the public square or anything dealing with the government, to not violate the Establishment Clause, the First Amendment, with this test. It was outrageous. Well, then you had, you know, the Judge Rehnquist as Chief Justice before Roberts. And Chief Rehnquist said, you know what, no, we need to have the no endorsement test. It needs to be based on how the observer looks at it. Does the reasonable observer look at this as government somehow endorsing religion? If not, then religion and the government can coexist in whatever fashion, okay? So it's sort of like sort of allowing the heckler's veto. If people are offended, they say this looks like government endorsement of religion, then you have to stop whatever you're doing, even if it's not really government endorsing religion. Now the Supreme Court said an incredible decision. He said, we're throwing that out. It's time for us to go back to the original intent of our founding fathers. The original intent of our founding fathers had nothing wrong with religion in the public square, had nothing wrong with religion generally with government. You know, they allow the prayer during congressional sessions openly. You have the chaplain opening the congressional sessions in prayer. You have other examples in the early part of our nation where prayer was allowed in different government, you know, you can, presidential inaugurations, you had a benediction, invocation.
Yep.
So they said, it's time that we go back and stop playing around and just do what the Constitution was intended to do, which is allow free exercise to flourish abundantly. Because you work for the government doesn't mean you relinquish your religious free exercise rights or expression. And they said, basically, the rule is, they said, so long as government is not proven to be selectively doing something for the purpose selectively to further one religious group over another, then it doesn't matter how it comes across. It's constitutional. It's protected by the free exercise clause of whoever is exercising. So this Coach Kennedy, after the football game, he on his own went to the 50-yard line and he knelt to pray and thank God for protecting the kids and the game. And a number of kids join in voluntarily. And the court said, you know what? This has no, there's no showing here of any government enticement. The government didn't ask him to do this. The principal didn't ask him to do this. He did it on his own. It doesn't matter even how it's looked upon by people. He did it on his own. This is his speech. It's protected. It's his free exercise. No establishment clause violation. So this is a very broad decision, much more beyond just the coach. This changes the game so that no longer do people in public sectors and public spheres have to worry, look to their left and right, about whether or not someone's going to be offended because of their religious expression or what they're wearing around their neck. This now opens the door. I think public school teachers, frankly, with this decision, can confidently probably have a Bible on their desk, so long as they don't say, you know, the government is, you know, the school wants everyone to read this Bible. No, they can't do that because that's
no. It's
that
what
would be established
violation. They could say something like, you know what, I read my Bible before school and at lunchtime, and you know,
the kids could watch them do it, and the kids will know probably. Hey, it's the teacher. As long as the teacher doesn't give anything to connotate the fact that the kids have to do it or that the school endorses it, that's their free exercise that they don't relinquish at any time for being in the government. I think that is an example of where this decision is going to be applied. They even mentioned this in oral argument. Alito said, you know, Sotomayor said, well, you know, this means that you could have a teacher leading the kids in prayer. And actually the Alito with the attorney actually argued, Paul Clement said, well, no, but you could, the teacher could actually, though, have a Bible on her desk and read the Bible if she wishes. And Alito, you know, was in agreement, you know, and the other justices in the majority. So I think they get it. And this is a major game changer for religious freedom that we at Pacific Justice Institute are ecstatic about, and we're going to be more aggressive than ever to play off this case in so many different ways across the country, coast to coast, in our many offices.
So you think these are big cracks? You think these are not little cracks? These might be little starting to fissures and chasms starting to build here when it comes to religious freedom again, correct?
Yes, and I don't like to exaggerate, because I don't like when people get all hype and exaggerate, you know, beyond things. But I can't help but say what I'm saying, because Neil Gorsuch was this case. Alito was the abortion case. Neil Gorsuch was very, very clear, leading nothing to chance. And even the dissenters said, the three justices, they said, well, effectively, you've killed the Lemon test. And Neil Gorsuch, basically, his opinion, that's what he did. And Justice Scalia, who passed away, you know, he was, in his opinions, would say, okay, let's just finally kill the Lemon test once and for all. You know, it's already in the coffin. You know, let's drive the final stakes. That's what he said in his opinions. He would be very, very happy because now the final stakes have been driven. Lemon test is not only in the coffin.
I had asked you this a long time ago, and I had said to you, you know, you're sitting in front of the justices now. You could read to them what John Jay said, you know, the original Supreme Court justice. You could read to them what they said about God and religion and what have you, where Jay actually stopped, I think it was Jay, he actually stopped after somebody was found guilty of treason. He stopped the proceedings and asked the guy if he was all right with Jesus and, you know, maybe it was time for him to get right with the Lord. And he was going to give him some time to do that. Today, they would have run that judge out on the rails.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, all you have to do is read what the founding fathers wrote, read what the original justices on the Supreme Court wrote and what they did. It's very clear what their intent is. And now, for the first time ever in my lifetime, we actually now have an interpretation of the Establishment Clause with the Free Exercise Clause that is the closest to original intent in my lifetime. Also, I'd like to point out, 30 years ago, I took a course in law school specifically on the religious freedom, the Free Exercise Clause, and the Establishment Clause. And I wrote a long dissertation paper on the issue of the Establishment Clause. And what I proposed is exactly, precisely what the Supreme Court came down with in this in this Coach Kennedy case. So that's how ecstatic I am. This is my dream come true and America's dream come true, who appreciate religious freedom.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We're going to talk about the big one when we return.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey has helped getting to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Airline. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Machine, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Joe. 855-732-5562. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to me. No, we're back now. We've already taken a few minutes, too many minutes. Brad Dinkins joins me as he does every week. This week is a heavy SCOTUS week. Always appreciate when he comes on and kind of explains what's going on. All right, Brad, we've got the ruling we've been waiting for a long time where, let's just be honest about this, though. Abortion is not banned, and that's what everybody's running around saying. They simply took it and said, look, it's not a case, first of all, it should have ever come before us. It's not a case for the feds to decide. It needs to go back to the states, and that's exactly where it is now. Is that correct?
That is correct, and I want to make a real clear point as to why it makes total sense. You know, right now, states have homicide laws. So if a man, you know, sees a woman who's, you know, 5 months pregnant and he hits her in the stomach for the purpose of causing to kill that preborn baby and to cause her to miscarriage, states across the country would have him prosecuted for homicide, for murder, because he killed a person. And yet you've got the Supreme Court saying, oh, that's not a person. If you're talking about the mother having the child killed, it's not a person, but it is a person, you know, and the other person can spend, you know, decades behind bars for murder, if it's someone else. It's completely illogical. It's either a person entitled to the right to life and protections, or it's not. So it makes no sense for the Supreme Court to grab this, which is what they did from the states, and carve out some new definition of personhood for a certain circumstance. Makes no sense. And so the right thing from a logical perspective was for it to go back to the states. So that is where personhood is determined. That is where murder is determined. And life is protected accordingly. And it makes total sense, total logic and reasoning. And that's why you even have some very liberal justices who do support women being able to abort their children, babies. Even they say the Roe versus Wade was, wrongly rationalized, was a bad decision, and so the right thing happened, and we're really pleased that we're going to see tremendous results. We're going to see literally hundreds of thousands of little preborn babies, you know, crawling on all fours by the end of this year that otherwise would not, but for this decision, otherwise would be killed and murdered. Based on the laws of nature and nature's God. So this is an incredible decision for human rights as well.
You know, I listen, to all of this. I listen to what people saying, again, about the Supreme Court, about the way the rulings came down. Ruth Ginsburg herself thought this was a wrong ruling by the court to begin with back in the 70s. She said it was gaining traction to the state. You just made it worse. You should have just left it alone. So it's not like it goes against what she was believing, and on top of that, again, sending stuff back to states. Now, they're now, Justice Thomas said something along the lines that it would, this calls into question the ruling on a gay marriage and other issues. But he didn't say we should stop it. What he said was, those are also issues the Supreme Court should not have taken up. The state should be allowed to rule on those alone. And everybody's going nuts, but that's true.
Yeah, no, they're very different issues. What he looked at is he looked at the substantive due process clause, which has sort of been a blank check for judicial activists to sort of breathe into the Constitution whatever they want. And that's where we got, your right to for contraceptives, your right for gay marriage, your right to things that the Constitution has absolutely no say in. And that was his point, saying, if we really want to clean things up and go back to original intent, we need to undo all this judicial activism using the substantive due process clause, which in no way was intended to deal with these issues based on the original intent of the 14th Amendment and our privacy. So I think that he's in principle he's correct. Now, practically speaking, I think he's the only justice on the Supreme Court that at this time would entertain reversing gay marriage or the like. And the reason is because one of the things they look at in with regard to stare decisis, whether or not you can overturn something that's established, one of the key questions they ask is this something that society, though, has relied upon, that they've acted upon, that if we were to reverse it, it would create havoc on all these people that have invested and relied upon it? Well, abortion, the answer is no. They it only lasts 9 months, and we're dealing with what's happening right now, and no, that's not going to cause people to unwind things. Babies that are born or not born, it is what it is. But when it comes to gay marriage, you have hundreds of thousands that have relied upon that decision that are now gay, quote unquote married legally. And this would terminate their quote marriage. I say quote marriage because under the laws of nature, nature's God, it's not marriage. Legally, under the law of the United States, the Constitution, how it's been interpreted, it is marriage. So I just want to make that distinction. They're not going to overturn gay marriage because they already have hundreds of thousands of people that have relied on that ruling and have made, decisions accordingly. So, and then with contraceptives, I don't think we'll see that contraceptives access in any way challenged. That's a totally different rationale set. But I respect Justice Thomas. Principally, he is correct. This was judicial activism, had nothing to do with the Constitution, original intent, and or even of those who drafted the amendments.
Yeah, it's funny how people really don't understand the law and what the law is based on. And you opened up with it, you were excited about it as I was, and I said in my earlier shows that last week the Constitution had a few wins. And I said that based on the fact that it was the first time that these justices, well, maybe not the first time, but the first time that I really locked onto that, they weren't using other rulings. They were using purely the Constitution to base on why they were doing, saying, and coming up with what they were coming up with, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And that is what this court is going to do in the future, which has those who respect original intent and strict construction of the Constitution. We're delighted in this. This is what the Supreme Court is supposed to do. This is what they're sworn to do, effectively, to protect and defend the Constitution. This court actually gets it, and it's totally refreshing. I just also want to let people know before I forget, we're going to have a very important Zoom call this Thursday at 2 p.m., and we're going to talk with our attorneys in depth about these different cases dealing with religious freedom, sanctity of life, school choice, and even the right to the Second Amendment. We're going to talk about all these on our Zoom call this coming Thursday. If they want to register, they should go to pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org. It's filling fast. It's going to be for about an hour, and they're going to love it because our all-star attorneys are going to be there discussing it. We're going to be taking questions as well.
Very
but,
cool.
But there's so much to unravel. Yeah, so much to
All
unravel.
Right. Two quick things. The New York Supreme Court struck down the ability for New York to have, illegals for all intents and purposes, non-residents, as they put it, vote. And what I thought was great about that was one of the comments made was that they don't find anywhere where our framers had made, inroads for non-citizens to vote. And I thought that was great that somebody actually brought that up.
This is a no-brainer, and hats off to the New York Supreme Court. They're definitely a liberal, but they have enough integrity to do what was very blatant and obvious to do, and that is to protect citizens' right to vote and not be deluded by people who are not legally really able to vote.
Yeah, it's just amazing that they even bring this stuff forward, Brad. While we were talking, somebody sent me a link to something that says, let's see, law graduates urge Supreme Court to waive bar exam. Did you hear about this?
A group of law
graduates out of New Jersey asked the Supreme Court to rule on whether or not a lawyer should have to pass a bar exam to practice law. And I don't know anything about the bar exam other than, to me, it sounds like it's the final exam that one would take to be able to practice, right?
That is correct. And those students, they're going to lose. The bar exam is very difficult, and it's a very important determiner of whether or not someone has the basic skills to practice law and to represent people fairly and justly. So I will probably put money that they're going to lose on this one. It's the bar exam's important. I passed the bar in Texas, passed the bar in California, and they're very grueling, but they're very important to make sure that people who have the basic skills can adequately represent people legally.
Yep. All right, Brad, I always have a ball with you. Quickly, tell people about Pacific Justice in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, we have offices all across the country, coast to coast, defending religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, and we do it all without charge. And if people like to support our work or they like to be on the Zoom call this Thursday, just go to pji.org, pji.org.
Always, Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate your time with me. People, you got me for the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Qualify.